And good afternoon, good day, Audio Boo people here, evening, morning, night, whatever. Hans Last here with another Audio Boo for today's date, which is July 25th. Yes, July 25th. It's the last Audio Boo was the evening of the 22nd, and it's technically, it's after midnight on the 21st, or the 25th of July. It's 12:32 a.m. So I thought I'd do another Audio Boo here, back from the apartment here in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. And the last Audio Boo was very quiet. Well, I had to talk very low, sitting at the Buffalo Airport, returning from a wonderful 3.5-week trip in Alabama with Delma. And, of course, the one boo from there, back on the 1st of July on our anniversary. I had intended to do more boos, but wasn't to be. We were doing other stuff and just spending lots of quality time together. And we didn't really go to many places, as where the where she is out in Fruithurst, Alabama. It's in the country, way out in the middle of nowhere, nothing around except other trailers. And it's out in the, but it's nice out in the country, peaceful and all that. But when you don't have a car, you have to rely on people, it sucks. It's just not happening. We did fortunately have a neighbor that drove us a couple places, and Delma's sister took us groceries shopping a couple times on the first Saturday we were there. And around the 14th, because with the food stamps that she gets come in on that day, so that's when we went out shopping. And our next, and the next door neighbor Sue took us a few places, and so we fortunately did get out. Delma did cook a lot of good food, a couple times having taco salad, different casseroles, like with beanie weenie casseroles, like with wieners and beans, and homemade creations, all just from stuff she had around the house, just pretty much just put things together, and it was good. Of course, I was helping out a lot, and like it was all, fixing the meals was mostly a team effort. I would do some things, she would do some things, and didn't really have a lot of time, chance to check email and booze and stuff like that, and but anyway, the time was good. Went to Walmart one time. I got me some speakers for my laptop, which, of course, are still down there, as I have every, with me potentially moving down there, they'll already be there for me, and the laptop hardly gets used up here anyway. I did have, she did have some USB speakers I tried, and I really liked them, and that's what I wanted to get, but I didn't find them at Walmart, so I just got those ones. They plug into to the wall for power. But they still have very good sound, so which I'm really glad about. So, did that. And then I went a second time to Walmart, actually this past Thursday. Would have been like the last Thursday before I came back, and I got her the Magic Jack Plus, which, if you don't know what Magic Jack is, it's a VoIP service that uses the internet. You pay about $30 US for 1 year of unlimited North America-wide calling. That's right, just $30 a year. I have Delma's original one, and I just pay for it once every year, which is really good. I don't make a lot of calls personally, but it does has come in handy for calling, and I don't tie up the regular phone line. But anyway, got her the Magic Jack Plus because she doesn't have to have the computer on all the time, and because before it was always keeping the computer turned on to receive calls, and I always believe that it's always nice to be reachable all the time. And she doesn't have a problem with, you know, having the Magic Jack Plus, and of course it means keep the computer off, which means like not running it as much, which means saving a little bit of hydro electricity. So that's a win-win situation there. And then there was a cat. The first week or so, the little cat, actually, we came across. We actually found this cat, or actually it found us. We were actually walking along the road there, the county road. And we walked out to the end of the road, to the highway, and then walked back. And there was, on the side of the road, I saw this cat come out. So I reached down and petted it, and it started purring right away and hanging around us, and then it stuck with us. And we started going back like we figured naturally it was one of Delma's niece's cats, Norma, who also lives in the trailer park, and because the cat walked in front of us back to the trailer park. And so so we naturally thought it was, and so it hung around, and we didn't want to take, I mean, we put Spaz, which is Delma's cat, into the carrier, because, you know, Spaz not being fixed, and he would try to go after the cat. So to avoid any issues, we kept him in his carrier and brought the cat in, fed it some, and of course it naturally walked around and started what purring and being all sweet and everything. So we left it. It stuck around the trailer there, and Spaz kept scratching at the window wanting the cat and all, and just kept on and kept on, and Delma would go out and feed it some. I took food out a couple times. And finally her sister got it. We got her to take the cat, and we told a little bit a different story than what the actual was, so that to ensure that she would take the cat. So we didn't tell her about just finding it, because we figured she probably wouldn't take it. So with that said, she took the cat. It was kind of sad to see it go, because starting to get used to just that cat being there and being all nice and all. But, you know, it was in its best interest that it went on to find it. And it has a good home, because Lewis, who is Linda Delma's sister, her son, really took to it and is taking good care of it. So that was one thing. And then we went out. I treated Delma to meals, like for Chick-fil-A's. We went there twice, it was three times total. Once on the way from the Atlanta airport, and then when we went to Walmart, we walked across to the parking lot there. And then on the way back to the airport in Atlanta, we stopped at another Chick-fil-A's. This time it was an outside one where all the tables were outside, and of course it had the drive-thru as well. And that was in Douglasville, Georgia. So we did that. And so then we watched watched TV. Like, she has direct TV there. We watched her court shows, which I normally listen to on Skype, but being right there, we watched them. Out of CW69 Atlanta, and watched some in the morning. In the afternoon, we watched Judge Joe Brown, followed by Divorce Court, followed by two back-to-back episodes of Judge Judy and all. So that was through the week, and then, of course, the neighbor came over and was talking, sometimes interrupting the shows, and so he could hard to hear the shows. And so just ate more and just listened to some books and spoiled Spaz and all, and so did all that good stuff. And then we checked with the immigration to see where the process is on that. And the I-130 form, which is the introductory phase to the process, was approved. Found out that it was approved back on the 12th of April, but no notification was never received. So I had them file a notice of non-receipt of the notification. So that's being taken care of now. So we're just so wait and see, find out what happens next. But anyway, so the weather was pretty nice. Well, it was warm. It was very summer-like, as expected. There were days where it was actually sometimes cooler down there and down that area than up here. And which was a nice change. And of course, it was very wet. Unlike last year, it was really hot. This July was down there. We had quite a few days where we had quite a bit of rain. So let me think. Yeah, and of course the flight down was great, and the flight back was good too. So this Monday, it was sad to go, and it was an emotional day, and it was to be expected. You know, love each other as much as we do, and all, and it was an emotional time. So, but anyway, I had no choice but to leave on Monday, so I caught a flight back, and that went good. Now, coming back, of course, was a different adventure. The Greyhound bus goes over the border and crossing over Niagara Falls, but via the Rainbow Bridge, which is one of about four bridges in the area. There's the Queenston-Lewiston Whirlpool, which is just kind of a nexus, which is just like special pass you can just basically get through without having to go through customs. You just whisk right through, and that's, you get that if you frequently go to the U.S., for frequent travelers, if you go or shop or whatever. But anyway, the Rainbow Bridge is like in the heart of Niagara Falls. You come in, and that bridge was lined up, and it took about an hour and a half. We got there about, it was about 10 to 8, something like that. And we're supposed to be in the falls shortly after 8, and of course, wasn't to happen. There was a lineup, and we finally got to the customs building by about 9:15, and the driver called in, and he called his boss and had arranged a relief driver to come to meet at Niagara Falls because he was approaching his maximum hours, and as a result of the bridge, he lost it. And needless to say, my 8:35 arrival time in St. Catharines became 10:47 was the arrival time. So that was really bad, and I feel for the people that were going all the way, because the bus goes all the way to Toronto, and those people had a very late night, and but I did make it home, no luggage lost, everything went good, got back, and of course it's cool here now, and that was basically it, and right now I'm just rendering some video, which I took with my Flip. I didn't do any video down there, but I took the video crossing the... I wanted to get some airplane video, like both taking off and landing, but that wasn't happening because of the simple fact that I did not... Well, going up, I got a window seat, but I hadn't I had the camera in my backpack, so I didn't have a chance to get it out of the backpack to, because of course you had to put it up because the flight was full, so had to put it up above. So I didn't get to, and I didn't have a window seat, but somebody swapped seats with me, and that was no problem. Coming back, of course, I had an aisle seat, of course, and there were two people beside me, and some people did open the window, so I was able to look out some of the windows, but of course the people beside me would just open it for a little bit and close it again for a while, open it occasionally, and so didn't really get a chance to look out. Now coming back, landing, of course he did, but I was way over and I wasn't going to take video across people, even though I wouldn't show them, I wasn't right to do that, so that was not to be. But anyway, everything's good, I'm back here again. I don't know when I'll go down at this point, because it all depends on the immigration process, what happens. So it's a wait and see. So there you have it, my update, and it's probably one of the longest boos I've posted. So I will wrap this up, get it out, and I will boo at you all later. So take care, everyone, and God bless.